Hello, everybody. Welcome to Big League Fishing, and a very good morning to you. A little rain came in and it's touched us, but not like it has touched a lot of people across the country. So our thoughts are out with those who are getting plenty of water where they don't need it. And for those of us that have got some water, let it take care of our fishes in the lakes. We're going to talk a little fishing this morning. We're also going to talk a little bit about baseball. We got Tom Browning, one of our guests, Mr. Perfect, pitched with Cincinnati Reds. How about that? And my partner, who is traveling across the world with his family, Clark Griswold Munson, is on the road and going to Wally World.
That's me. Well, Wally World.
Was Wally World open for you?
It was open for us. We got to ride about every ride about 15 times, I think.
All right, I got to ask you a question. Josh and I are sitting here, and this is a burning question for us. Was this trip for Bailey, or was it for Leanne, or was it for Rita and Keith? That's what I want to know. Never mind, you've answered it already. Josh, what do you think about the boy down there playing with Donald and Mickey and Goofy and everybody?
I've been seeing Facebook updates on him, and it looks like he's having a little bit more fun than Bailey.
Well, we have a good time down here. I'm telling you, we were at the park last night till 2 o'clock.
Oh my!
Late magic hours, and we went late and stayed late, and I was tired.
Yeah, but you've done this for a lot of years now, and I imagine you'll be doing it all the way up till you got great grandkids.
I would think so. I hope so. We run into two little girls that's on Bailey's basketball team that I coached, and Marley and Delaney Henson, and they rode from about 2 o'clock this afternoon till the park closed.
Wow.
So they really had a good time. It was fun.
What's the favorite ride down there?
Probably Splash Mountain.
Yeah.
They say it won't get you wet, but it gets you green.
No. Still?
Yeah, still.
Still Splash Mountain? I love that ride.
Yeah, I like it. It's fun.
Well, I know you. I haven't been fishing. That's a lie. I've been hitting a couple of ponds, and I am whooping them big time.
Are you really?
I got a new one. I can't tell you on the radio because it's private, and they had to blindfold me, take me over there, so I had to blindfold you. But it is. I just tell you this. First fish was 4 pounds. Second fish was 4 pounds. Third fish was 5 pounds. Fourth fish couldn't get in. He whipped me. And there are some big old fishes in this little pond.
Gosh, I'd love to go. It's pond fishing. I'll be getting good right now for cool nights, the rain.
Yep.
So they'll cool down quicker than the lakes will. So fishing ponds and small creeks and stuff, I'll be getting real good right now.
You know, we had that little cool stretch that came through here just briefly, and then now it's going to warm back up again. But I imagine pretty soon water temperature is probably in the 70s. It's about time. Yeah, it's getting time where it's going to really take off, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's perfect. It's now through November, I'll be just dynamite. You know, you get these high, real high pressure days where you don't have hardly any sun. Sometimes that makes it a little bit tougher, but still, I think the fall cold fronts and stuff that aren't fishing near as bad as springtime. I like it.
Are you fishing anywhere next weekend?
Next week, I head to Kentucky Lake to the BFL Regional.
Are you going to go down to practice at all?
I'm going down Monday morning, I hope.
We are?
Yes, we can.
I thought you said we were going somewhere. I couldn't remember where it was. Hey, there's some boys down there right now. I haven't talked to them yet, but there's a whole passel of them fishing a tournament, I guess, this weekend. And I haven't really talked. I was going to go try to get down there and do a little practice fishing with them, but I wasn't able to go. So, but yeah, I know it's good.
Yeah, fishing on Barkley in Kentucky this time of year, you catch a lot of fish. Just have trouble fishing big ones.
Yeah,
I think it took 32 or 3 pounds for a 2-day tournament down there last weekend. So, you know, that's 16 or 17 pounds a day. So it's not a lot of weight, but you usually catch more fish. You know.
Yeah, we'll find something. I'll give you a report because they'll call me. You know, here's the deal about our friends. When they're catching fish, you don't hear from them. When they're not catching fish, true. They're saying, come on down and fish. I say, you catch anything? Oh, we're having a great time. Didn't ask you that. Yeah. We can have a great time not catching fish, and that sounds like what you're probably doing. So,
what years? Let's say the weather was bad, or the weather was right, or something like that. You know,
that's true. Well, so you're having a good time then? We know you're on the road, and we don't want to distract you too much, but wanted to call and let everybody know that you're having a good time. You'll be back shortly. And Josh and I got her under control here today. We got a couple of guests. You, Tom Browning and Keith Bryan from Powell Rods is going to be on. So we're going to cover a little baseball, a little fishing equipment, and then work on getting us a trip out to California.
Well, great. Yeah, both of them guys, I said hi to Keith Bryan. I love his Rods and Tom Browning. I loved it when he went over and set that apartment across the Cubs Stadium.
How about them Cubs, man?
Oh, man, what about that?
I know. Pretty exciting. Pretty exciting. Yeah, I'm pulling for Toronto, actually, because Toronto, I got a good buddy named John Gibbons, who's their manager, and I got a chance to coach with him a couple of years in the minor leagues. So I think I got to pull for them, because even though he didn't give me a job in the big leagues, and even though I probably wouldn't have taken it, I'm still going to pull for him.
Wow, yeah.
Hey, and Josh hadn't been stung by a bee or nothing lately.
He hasn't.
No.
I'm home clean. I tell you what, though.
How's life going?
It's going good. I really need to get out to the woods, though. I'm missing it. And as far as rooting for the Cubs goes, I cannot do that. I will not do that, and I will never do that.
Why?
Because they're the Cubs, and they're fans, and ew.
They haven't done nothing,
and they're so full of themselves still for it.
That is a very good point. I'll give you that. They were sort of like the Boston fans, and they snuck up and won two. Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Don't say that. I don't want two for them either.
Hey, you don't want any for them.
No.
Man, if they were to win, what would everybody be talking about then? I mean, it's always the poor old Cubs, and they can't win. What happens if they win? Hey, yeah, and in the movie... Did you know this in the movie Back to the Future 2?
Yeah.
They predicted Cubs win in 2015.
That's right. I remember that.
Hey.
I remember that.
Hey, buddy, we're going to let you go because I know you're driving. And we'll cover this show, and we'll see you when you get back, and let's go fishing. I'll have my stuff ready to go Monday.
I'll sure do it, buddy. Thank you, guys.
Tell the family we said howdy.
I'll do it, buddy.
All right. Y'all be safe.
Okay.
That's my partner, Keith Munson, and we'll be back with more Big League Fishing in just a minute on the Big League Fishing Radio Network.
Hello, this is Bailey Turner, and you are listening to Big League Fishing with Doug Flynn and Keith Munson, my GA, and they will be right back.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Flynn. You know, Keith, I've been going over to Sportsman's Warehouse for I don't know how long. And matter of fact, I've been going so much, I'm becoming a regular.
Well, you know, at your age, you kind of need to stay regular.
You had to go there, didn't
yes,
you?
Yes, I did.
Hey, they got the best fishing supplies anywhere.
Great.
You pick up whatever you need, nighttime fishing, daytime fishing, any kind of fishing tackle. Sportsman's Warehouse is absolutely the best in the business.
I agree.
Hey, folks, take it from Doug and Keith, Sportsman's Warehouse. Hey, welcome back to Big League Fishing. Doug Flynn, Keith Munson in the studio with Josh Toffness, the producer extraordinaire.
The bearded one.
The bearded one. Josh, tell us a little bit about that man cave thing now.
Well, I got to turn on my mic first.
Yeah, turn that on.
I should probably use that.
Well, no wonder nobody's listening to you. Nobody can hear you.
Well, you go on to WLHG.com and you can click the Man Cave Sports Podcast. It's along with the other podcasts. And Big League Fishing is on there as well.
Perfect, perfect.
That's good.
Check out the boy. He is a talented young man. All right, you know you turned me up a few minutes ago. Turn me down just a hair.
Can you turn it down just a little bit?
Just a little bit.
How's that?
That's
when they get to messing around in here, guys.
Yeah, that's better.
That's better?
Yeah.
All right.
We may have some microphones.
We got all kinds of stuff going on.
Can't
get phone service.
Sorry. Hey, at least we know how to use a phone.
Yeah, that's exactly
this one working.
Right.
Oh, okay. Hey, we have a special guest.
Yes, we do. I'm excited.
I got a chance to meet her one night over at Sportsman's Warehouse.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. With her ornery daddy.
Yeah, well, so that's true.
Won't you introduce her?
Her daddy is pretty sorry. I've known him for years and years, fished with him, and carried him around and had to take care of him.
Is it true that he calls you every time he goes fishing?
Every other time.
True that he calls you every time you go fishing?
He calls me every time I go fishing.
Now, what happens when you ask him about where the fish are biting?
He says, I don't have a clue.
How about that?
That's just the way he is.
His daughter's not like that, is
she? No, she is not.
Well, tell us about
that's who we got on here today. We got Wayne Wesley's daughter, Hannah Wesley, and she is being the KHSAA. Is it the Sportsman's Female Athlete? Is that what that is, Hannah?
Yes, the Athlete of the Year.
For Sportsman
Bass Fishing.
That is awesome.
Hello.
Angler of the Year.
That's awesome. Congratulations, and I know you already can outfish your dad.
I don't know if about that. He's pretty good.
Well, how did you come about liking, I know, of course, it runs in your family because me and your dad have been all over the country, but how did you come about just deciding to take up bass fishing?
Well, I played softball all my life, and, like, I've always been a daddy's girl.
Mm-hmm.
So, he got me into softball, but I always knew he fished, so I always fished with him at, like, family vacations and stuff. But last summer, I joined the bass fishing team. And I started fishing more, and I kind of decided I like fishing better than softball.
That happened to me.
It happened to me, too. I was a little bit older when it happened to me, though.
Well, good, man. You've had a lot of success already. I mean, it's from Boyle County, too. Is that correct, Boyle County Bass Fishing Team?
Yes.
Okay. You've been around, and I know Wayne. Of course, every time I look up, I got tickled. I saw them down at Hardy's. Who's your fishing partner?
Mackenzie Langford,
and I saw her, and they were over there in the side. I said, "Well, you don't see guys doing this very often. They were taking selfies, weren't you? You got on up to that.
You're supposed to take selfies in the boat, not of Hardee's. They're all over the place."
Well, tell me, what's your favorite?
They're in the boat too.
Yeah, I'm sure that's right.
I promise you that.
I'm sure that's right. I've got a picture of you. Wayne sent me. Of her holding a big old bass, and I'm going to put that on our Facebook page, so have that on there this week and highlight her a little bit there. But congratulations, man. That's awesome. What's your favorite lake?
Lake Cumberland. I've had a lot of success on there. Mackenzie and I have, so really like that lake.
You like those swim baits? I know your dad caught a bunch on swim bait here a while back, some big ones.
Yes, swim baits and A-rig and jig. I like jig fishing the best you can fish it spring, summer, fall, and winter. So.
I like it.
You're talking Munson's language.
A girl
now.
From my heart right there. Of course, I've known her since she was a little baby.
Wait a minute. Was that the tournament that her daddy caught all those fish on that swim bait and he didn't want to tell you and me anything?
He told us when it was over.
Well, yeah, it didn't do us any good.
Does he ever do you that way? Does he ever jerk and then catch a bunch and say, "Oh, you might want to try this, Hannah"?
Yeah.
Hannah, how many do you have on your bass team?
I think 22.
Wow. Anglers. How many girls do you have?
Four.
Wow. That's good.
How do your boy teammates feel when the little girls out there fishing and winning and everything?
They don't like that. They get mad.
That's why I quit taking my wife fishing with me. She's catching bigger fish than me.
Yeah, that'll get you in trouble quick.
I know. So are you looking to maybe take this, pursue it, and go on and even go to college on a scholarship or fish professionally?
Yes, I'll try and take it as far as I can. I hope I'm going to college, so I don't know where yet, but I plan on joining a college with a fishing team. So.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That is awesome. And, you know, that's the thing I think is neat about this high school, because it's going to offer a lot of people a lot of other chances. Of course, you're an awesome softball player, too. I think y'all be throwing that softball a little bit more, too.
Yeah, you and I might have to have a little talk about this.
All right.
There's a lot of time for that fishing, but this softball, it comes a point in time where you got to shut it down. So, you know, how about getting a scholarship on softball? Is there any chances of that?
If I stuck with it, I probably could have, but I think I want to focus on fishing more because I could do this my whole life.
So. We're just messing with
it. Well, it's a lot less stressful, I'll tell you that.
A whole lot more fun, unless it's cold and rainy and snowing and that sort of thing.
Never stopped us.
You know, Doug has a lot of comparisons with baseball and fishing because, you know, we'll be out there fishing. He'll say, "Oh, I just had a hit." And I'll say, "No, you had a strike."
See what I got to put up with?
Hey, listen, congratulations, Hannah. That's an awesome thing. You know, I've known you and your mom and dad, and I know you can outfish your brother, and that's just awesome. I'm just so proud of you and tickled to death that this award was given to you.
Thank you.
Hey, Hannah, do you get to fish Harrington Lake much?
Some. We've actually fished a lot of Cumberland. That's why I like it so much. I've just kind of gotten used to it. So, but Harrington, it's not really my favorite lake, but I'll fish it.
It's tough, isn't it? Harrington Lake can be tough.
Yeah, it can be.
I think there's a high school tournament this weekend, as we speak.
Yeah, we're fishing this weekend.
Oh, are you?
It's the Boyle County Open Tournament.
That's right.
Is that going to be at Harrington?
It's at Harrington Lake. Mm-hmm. Can two old guys that's not in school fish it?
Yeah. Yeah, y'all are welcome.
Is it Saturday?
Saturday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We'll be down there.
Yeah, we'll be down there and just see what's going on.
Heck yeah.
That's great. Man, that's awesome.
You better stay off of my private fish I got up there in Cane Run now. Those are my pets.
Hey, take after your dad, though, because he's tight-lipped. He won't tell any secrets. Or will he?
No.
I mean, it's like pulling teeth.
He won't.
It's like pulling teeth.
It is. He looked at me that one day after they come in. You and I struggled and had 6 or 8 pounds, and he had 20. Wayne, yeah. How'd you catch them? In the mouth?
In the mouth.
What about that? Is that the nerve of that boy?
Have you got any good tales you can tell on him? You can broadcast out here. We don't care. It'd be perfect.
I mean, just like you all said, he don't like telling his secrets. Except to me. He tries to help me out, but
yeah. Well, you know, I used
don't like telling my secrets either, to be honest.
He and I used to go everywhere together. We fished Lake Cumberland one time, fished a tournament. As soon as that tournament was over, I'd qualified for the All-American, and he said, I'll go with you and practice. So we left Lake Cumberland at 5 o'clock that afternoon, got on the highway and headed all the way out to Arkansas somewhere
good
out
night.
There. We got to the other side of Memphis and spent the night and got out there and fished the whole 3 or 4 days and then drove back. But I used to say, Wayne, you want to go fishing? He's like you. Yep, here you go.
Well, it's hard to say no to go fishing. That's how Hannah got involved. So Hannah, are you old enough to drive yet?
Not yet. I will be in July.
In July?
Wow. July 16th.
So your 16th birthday, you're going to get a new pickup and a brand new bass boat. Is that correct?
In my dreams. That's I do want a truck, though, hopefully.
Yeah. Hey, does your dad let you back the boat in and pull it out and do all that stuff?
Not yet, but I load the boat for him. I know how to do that.
Yeah?
But I'm not backed in the trailer or anything like that yet. I'm just going to wait till I get my permit.
That's probably a good idea.
Run over somebody or something.
That's right.
We do that.
Yeah,
we do that all the time.
I mean, there's nothing wrong. If it's somebody you don't like, go ahead. That's okay.
Put your blinker on and back up.
Yeah. Here we come. Hey, thanks so much. We are so happy for you. We love your family and glad you're doing so well. And keep us posted on how you do this week, and we'll report it on our website.
All right. Thank you all so much.
All right. Good luck, Hannah.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
It's Hannah Wesley, man.
From Bull County.
From Bull County, that's right. And you've known her daddy forever.
I used to fish with him. We used to fish a lot of buddy tournaments, club tournaments. He's a UPS driver like Bill Taylor. And
gosh, I met him. I'm trying to think how many years ago.
Oh, it's
been
forever.
A bunch now.
Yeah. And when we first started running around together, he always wore them flat-billed hats, you know, and he looked like a little bitty kid. And there was two or three times people asked me, says, is that your son? He would laugh about that.
Oh.
Yeah. Now he's getting a little gray around the sides. Yeah. So
it
I can
happens.
Get him back now.
It happens.
It happens.
I got all mine cut off today, and it's all gray. What's left is gray. I got gray everywhere. Of course, I couldn't have it cut. It couldn't be gray when I went on the road trip.
That's the truth.
Because you hang around all those young pups, you got to keep a little bit of youth about
you. Do they ride you hard about getting old and stuff?
They don't ride you at all. They don't say nothing to you.
Really?
No.
What's the deal with
and
that?
It's just really weird. You know, I used to love it when former players would come in the locker room and talk to them, but it's a whole different ball game now.
That'd be like going on a fishing trip and not changing line and not playing with your fishing tackle and not hanging out with your buddies.
I don't know how you do that.
Yeah.
Well, that's just nothing. But it's kind of a different group of guys. There's some nice guys, but you just got a different mentality.
A little bit more money spread out.
A little bit. Yeah. They look at me, and that's kind of how some of the guys that play today judge you.
Yeah.
So how much do you make? My first year, $16,000. What'd you make? $500,000. So you must not have been any good. And you think all those strikes I went on just so these guys were able to make that kind of money. You go, maybe if I'd have met you before I went on the strikes, we might have not done that. Nah, we'd have done it.
Heck
I'm glad for them. And there are some good guys on the ball.
Oh, yeah.
They're just different attitude.
Different generation.
It's a different generation. Gosh, you're as old as I am.
I'm right there with you, buddy.
Years.
I'm just barely behind you.
No, you're quite a bit behind
me. Yeah.
Are you trying to say it's my fault? It's my
generation?
Yeah, there we go.
That's
the
it culprit. Right there.
There's the culprit, the bearded one.
I was trying to stay away from that, but see, the guilt got him, and he came out in public.
We're good people.
We'll let the public decide that. We'll let the public decide that. The Man Cave. Go listen to him on The Man Cave and see what you think about him.
Then you decide.
Do you have a different name on there?
No, I'm Josh. Josh Toffness.
Josh Toffness, Keith Munson, Doug Flynn, Big League Fishing. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hello, this is Bailey Turner, and you are listening to Big Leap Fishing with Doug Flynn and Keith Munch of MyGA, and they will be right back.
Hi, Doug Flynn here. Are you tired of your cable company? Well, get rid of them. Get DirecTV from Impact Satellite. I've been thinking about getting DirecTV, but I didn't want to get it from a website, and I like doing business with a local person. Then I found Impact Satellite, Central Kentucky's premier local DirecTV dealer. They helped me choose the best package and equipment for me and scheduled a day and time for my installation. The installer was on time. I didn't have to wait 4 hours and wonder if they were going to get there or not. Do you want TV service in your business? They can take care of that too. The DirecTV experts at Impact Satellite will put together the best plan for your business, and the service is great. Do what I did. Get rid of your cable company and get DirecTV from Impact Satellite, the area's premier local DirecTV dealer. Call Impact Satellite at 502-867-0157. That's 502-867-0157. Or visit the showroom in Georgetown at 104 Lawson Drive between Walmart and 84 Lumber. Impact Satellite. Tell them Doug Flynn sent you and save an extra $10 per month for the first 10 months.
Everyone at Central Bank loves UK Athletics, almost as much as we love providing outstanding service. Sometimes the team kind of inspires us to improve even more. Like just the other day, I was helping a customer open a checking account.
I really don't know what kind of account I'm looking for.
Well, I hope I can help you.
Time out! Time out!
Coach Cal? What are you doing here?
Come over here, Mike. You need to take charge here. Show them the options. You've got checking, CDs, money market accounts. You're like a point guard here. It's up to you to make all of our customers' financial lives easier and better. Now, do I need to bring in a sub or are you my guy?
No, Coach. I'm your guy.
Now go out there and help make this customer a winner.
Coach Cal never lets us rest. And we love him for it.
Central Bank. Serious about banking. Crazy about UK. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Danny McSorley. Whether you're looking to trade in your old boat or purchase a new one, let us get you ready for the season at Marine Works at Pandora Marina on Harrington Lake, just south of Lexington.
Brantley. Brantley Gilbert?
Yeah, man, that's me.
You're the best thing to hit country music in a while, man.
I appreciate it, brother, but I'm actually about to go on stage in a sec. Hold up. Is that a Diet Mountain Dew?
Yeah, it's got a great kick.
Yeah, that bold citrus taste.
Yeah. Well, hey, I know you got a show to go do, so.
It doesn't taste like other diets.
Hey, well, good luck out there.
Man, I love the taste of diet, dude.
Brantley, you're on.
May I give you anything for it?
Seriously?
Anything.
Anything?
Welcome to the home of the hillbilly. Yeah, baby, there's...
Hope it was worth ruining your concert for.
Every sip.
Diet Mountain Dew. Yeah, it tastes that good.
Welcome back to Big League Fishing. You know, Keith, we've sat here for months after months with that bearded one.
The bearded one. Married one.
The bearded, married camper one.
Yeah, that's him.
Today. We have a new one. Sir, would you identify yourself, please?
Hi, I'm Sean. I'm the program director at ESPN Radio in Lexington. Nice to be here.
We brought in the A-team today, baby. Yes. The A-team is here today. All right, so where have you been? I have not seen you in a while.
Where have I been?
Yeah.
I've been buried in my office.
Doing what?
Working for Breeders' Cup.
Catch everybody up on all the good stuff you've been doing lately.
Well, I spent most of a week out at Keeneland working Breeders' Cup, which is the first time it's ever been at Keeneland. So they were wanting everybody who had any kind of expertise in anything out there. So I was out there helping them, helping the horse racing guys.
Cool.
That's pretty neat.
They probably didn't invite you and me, Keith.
No.
You had a standing invite. You didn't know?
No.
Yeah, you were will call. Doug Flynn and professional fisherman Keith Munson.
Probably darn.
We'll put that on our resume anyway.
You know, for a long time, I thought his name was Mins because, you know, he said he was in his office.
not Fonzie. I also just revealed that I'm old.
Yeah, but everybody knows us. They know I'm old, too. And that's fine. You know, the good thing about it, next year, I get my fishing license free.
No, they're $5. It costs you $5.
$5?
There's no more freebies. No, it's $5. Wes has done told me.
Oh, he's already got hit. Why? You see, I don't understand. Why don't you give them to us for $5 until you get to 65? That's a bonus, and you'll pay $30 because.
Oh, yeah. I agree with you. Things are backwards. Hey, let me. Did I tell you what happened to me going in Russell Springs the other day going fishing Friday, last Friday? I'd like to find the guy.
What happened?
Maybe somebody can identify him for me. Yep. Hit my boat, run into my boat, run a red light, and hit the back end of my boat. Yes, sir. Thank the Lord it didn't do any damage. It broke a guy's mirror off. He was turning. I seen him coming. He run the red light. I got through as best as I could.
Was he behind you or coming?
He was coming down the hill right at the first stoplight there at Russell Springs with 80 and 127. And as I was going through there, I said, that guy's not going to stop. Wes said, he's going to get us. And I went on through. About that time, I felt my boat, boom, shake. And I said, oh, gosh, I was expecting to see fiberglass everywhere. And we jumped out and pulled around, and I got out of my truck, and I seen that guy pull behind me, make a U-turn, and headed out the other direction. Didn't even stop. Little white car. As I go through Russell Springs, I will look for that little white car.
All right. For all you folks who live in Russell Springs or listen to our show, if you see a little white car.
Little white car is all I can do.
Just go over and yank him out of there and beat the tar out of him, okay?
He's got a busted mirror.
He's got a broken mirror.
But thank the Lord it didn't damage the boat, didn't do any damage to my motor or nothing. It just clipped the very. Of course, that's a Ranger for you, you know.
The Rangers are tough.
But it hit right there on the corner, right there on the bumper rail is all I can see.
You reckon he was drinking? What time was this?
This was about 6:30 in the morning, Friday morning. Probably drinking. It was raining, and I stood out there in rain inspecting my boat while he drove off after he hit me. You know, at least he could. Accidents happen.
He hit you and then kept going.
Yeah, accidents happen. That would have upset me, but it wouldn't have made me mad. But now, when he turned around and pulled off the other direction,
was he going to make a citizen's arrest?
I was going to citizens. Get him, Barney.
It's a good thing my little baby brother wasn't with you.
Oh, there'd have been shots fired, I'm sure.
That boat would have been going through some places it'd never been before. He'd have been after that dude.
But that's the truth. That made me mad.
Well, I guess some idiot hit your boat but and keep
it
moving.
It didn't hurt the Mountain Dew boat.
You don't care if he hit your truck. Ranger's he hit your tough. Boat.
Yeah.
Hey, tell me about the lake condition now. If you heard, I was, all right, Harrington Lake. I went down yesterday, check on the boat. 41 steps from the parking lot down to the dock.
Did you have to stop? Did they have an air tank somewhere between there?
Coming up, they
coming
did.
Up. Yeah. I was going to say they'll have coming an oxygen up. Tank somewhere.
It was amazing. 41 steps. That means it's got to be close to 715, maybe.
That's pretty low.
Which is really low.
You know, I saw it in 1987. We were building our house that we live in right now, and we sold our other one, so I moved back in with Mom and Dad for 3 months.
You lived down at Cane Run.
Uh-huh. And I lived at Cane Run Fishing Camp for a while when I was first married, and then, of course, Mom and Dad lived right there at the mouth of Cane Run. But in 1987, we moved in for about 3 months, and it was at 701, something like that. It was as low as I've ever seen it.
Wow.
I don't remember why they took it down. I think they were working on the dam at that time or something. But anyway, I mean, it was bad low. And we walked down, and right there at the mouth of Cane Run on the right-hand bank, if you're coming out, there's an old set of steps over that ledge. The water went down, and there's steps down there, yeah. So I don't know telling how old they were. I thought that was pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. Well, you weren't around, but I've seen pictures of when the lake was first. Mr. Freeman had pictures of it down at Cane Run.
I'm sure.
Tierra has them up on the wall. It shows us when this thing was actually. And it's pretty amazing.
And there's lots of stick-ups showing right now.
Oh, my
gosh.
So
be careful. I know Cane Run is full of stick-ups. All the creeks are.
I saw them the other day.
Yeah.
Now, where are fish going in a place like Harrington? Are they going up or are they still in transition?
I think when it's falling like that, I think they're getting on them little old deep banks and just kind of suspending those trees, that standing timber that's still available to them.
So they'll still be out on main lakes, you think?
I think they'll be in the creek because the creek's got plenty of water in it, but I just think they'll be on the deeper banks, which all of them's about deep right now. It's down to the bluffs.
You're getting a chance to take a good look at what's underneath
it's
that
really
stuff
neat.
Right now.
It's kind of
Where's
neat.
My tire? Oh, that's right. It's a Cumberland.
Your tire's at Cumberland.
My tire's at Cumberland.
That's where I lost the big one the other day.
Yep.
We pulled up to your tire bank. God. Man, oh, man.
I know. Hey, Big League Fishing here, Doug Flint, Keith Munson. We hope you're having a wonderful day. Cumberland is still in pretty good shape.
Cumberland's
water level's
in great
good.
Shape. Yeah, it's slowly dropping. I think they're just pulling a little bit. Harrington, of course, is real low. Green River, I hear, is about normal level. I've heard Barron was about 9 foot below.
It's down, right?
Uh-huh, it's about 9 foot. So that makes it kind of dangerous if you're going to Barron. Be careful. Haven't heard anything out of Cave Run or any of them, but I really haven't checked into them that much.
Dale's
about winter pool like it normally is. It's in good shape. And, you know, all of our lakes are in good shape right now. So
you say winter pool, but I mean. The only lake that really ever struggled was when they were messing with the dam down at Cumberland, and they got it perfect now.
It was like 20 foot below what it is right now.
It's great
it's
right now.
It's perfect right now. You got those little trees.
And it never was any trouble.
No. Heck, there was a still
it's
big lake.
It's just the people that didn't want you to go there were telling you that it was bad.
It's still a big lake, you know. golly, it's
all right. Fish pretty. Right now are transitioning.
Mm-hmm.
They're not. Some are deep, some are shallow. Most of them are just kind of hanging out, looking for somewhere to go. Mainly because the temperature, the water temperature we saw the other day, is still in the high 60s.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm sure this, you know, of course, we had a rain this week, and then we're going to expect a little bit of colder air today, and it's going down to the 30s. But it's, you know, it'll drop it some. They know what's going on. They're going to start feeding up.
It's time. And you know what I've noticed even last night down at the lake? Fish are not moving. Didn't see any jumps.
That's crazy.
I know. Didn't see any shad balled up. And really? I went up at the creek, didn't see anything. Surprised me, because I thought at this time of year, normally I'm down there catching them in the jumps.
Yeah, and they usually have big balls everywhere.
And
there's
usually
right?
big balls. I didn't see any of that last night. So I'm just wondering if it still probably needs to have a little more, maybe a freeze or something, get cold before they actually take
they
off.
They may just skip it. I've seen them just not jump some years too. You know, it's just one of those things.
Then I'm going to be ticked off. If they don't jump, I'm going to be ticked off. Hey, stay with us. More to come here on Big League Fishing. Doug Flynn and Keith Munson will be back in just a moment on the Big League Fishing Radio Network.
Hi, Doug Flynn here. Are you tired of your cable company? Well, get rid of them. Get DirecTV from Impact Satellite. I've been thinking about getting DirecTV, but I didn't want to get it from a website, and I like doing business with a local person. Then I found Impact Satellite, Central Kentucky's premier local DirecTV dealer. They helped me choose the best package and equipment for me and scheduled a day and time for my installation. The installer was on time. I didn't have to wait 4 hours and wonder if they were going to get there or not. Do you want TV service in your business? They can take care of that too. The DirecTV experts at Impact Satellite will put together the best plan for your business, and the service is great. Do what I did. Get rid of your cable company and get DirecTV from Impact Satellite, the area's premier local DirecTV dealer. Call Impact Satellite at 502-867-0157. That's 502-867-0157. Or visit the showroom in Georgetown at 104 Lawson Drive between Walmart and 84 Lumber. Impact Satellite. Tell them Doug Flynn sent you and save an extra $10 per month for the first 10 months.
Hey, welcome back to Big League Fishing with Doug Flynn and Keith Molson. Hey, how many people misspell your name, by the way?
A bunch. My grandfather on my dad's side.
Your grandfather spelled it wrong, too?
No, but he would really get upset. You know, a lot of people call me Monson. Hey, it's Keith Monson, you know. And when they call Pap, they'd say, David Monson. He'd say, no. He said, it's Munson. They said, well, why isn't it spelled with a U? M-U-N. He said, because you don't spell Monday M-U-N, do you? You don't spell money M-U-N, do you? He said, it's Munson. Money, Munson, Monday. There you go. So that's where
what
you say
son?
It, Munson. Well, the son's pretty much the same. So that's a long story short.
All right. Hey, talk about some techniques for catching transitional fish. When the water temperature hadn't got down to where you can throw a jerk bait.
You have to throw a lot of baits, you know, I think. I think you have to, you know, I seriously believe we could have thrown a spinner bait the other day all day and caught them, or a crank bait.
Seriously.
We may not have caught them. I think we caught them pretty good the way we caught them. You know, I don't know how many keepers we ended up with, counting all of our spots, but 20, 25. We caught several fish, and I enjoy fishing that way, but I believe if we'd have put us on a spinner bait or a buzz bait and covered some water, especially went back up in the creeks further, we didn't go very far back up in the creeks like we could have. You can catch them on rattle traps right now in the back of the creeks on flats.
Really?
Yeah. In fact, I won Bill Taylor's tournament 1 year on rattle trap in back Wolf Creek, back here as far as you can go.
Well, I hope that when I come back, you're going to have this all figured out.
I will.
So I only take 4 poles instead of 14.
Well, bring them all.
I know. You tell me that.
Did you?
But I'm the one who got to walk all over top of them back there.
And break one.
Oh, God.
Ooh, did you get that fixed?
Traded it out.
Man, they're awesome.
You know, one of the great things about Pal Rods, you can take them into Sportsman's Warehouse. You can show it to them, tell them you broke it. If they got what you're looking for exactly, they'll trade you
switch
right out.
Right there.
No questions asked.
Hey, they're the best rods, hands down. I've used them all. Seriously, I've said this for a year now. I'm not going to name them, but I've used every rod on the market just about. I seriously have. And
they're cheaper now than they were. They lowered the price.
Yeah.
The 189 rod's now down to 159.
Wow.
And the 129 or 139 is now down to 110.
110.
I mean, you can't
beat
that.
And they're awesome rods. The Inferno is the 110.
Inferno, that's right.
And then what's the other one called? G3? Is that one?
M3.
M3.
Right, yep.
No, is it G3? We'll need to look that up, don't we?
Yeah, we
do. But they're great. They're great rods.
I didn't know, but we haven't talked about it a while.
No,
so I didn't.
But they're great rods.
Well, I'm satisfied. I got no excuses when I go fishing about my equipment. The only excuses I got now is that I'm just not very good right now. I'm in a slump.
I've been through that. You just have to fish through it.
I know.
I've been there.
But you do good with me, though. I seem to bring out the best in you.
You do. I got a picture of you in my wallet just in case something happens. You're not with me. I look at it.
All right. So techniques right now, what you're saying is you got to throw several different baits.
Yeah. Always count on a jig. Jig always gets you a few bites, but you can spinner bait and crank bait, go back up in the creeks, throw a rattle trap, especially if it's got a little off-colored water. You know, spinner bait, I'd try ripping it because I like to keep it up on top, you know, and fish around points because they're pulling water. It seemed like to we got more bites around points. We caught some on bluffs, but I think there's around points. And so just spend a lot of time doing what you like to do. And I think you could catch them on a weightless worm right now, Waikiki style.
Seriously?
Weightless. Yeah, I don't think it'd be the best way to do it, but I think you could.
You talk about slow fishing.
It is slow.
Tell me about the A rig. Is it time too early? What do you think?
I think they're catching some fish on it. It wouldn't surprise me if some of those winning bags that's been coming out of Cumberland and Dale and places have been on A rig, but I haven't been throwing it because I'm a believer in the colder water. But what do I know?
We know the colder water works.
Colder water works, and I don't see why they wouldn't bite it. I know Paul Lice won one in October on it. I know we did well on it one time
in
October. But I think the fish just aren't staged up like they normally are. You know, I don't know. I think it's a lot of it's got to do with the water temperature. Because I've always gone with the angle of the sun. I think that positions them. They know what time of year it is by the shortness of the days. And, you know, some banks are shady or longer all day now and that sort of thing. So, I mean, that's just me thinking too much. But you got to take it all in consideration.
Did you hear that? Did you hear what he just said? I'm going with the angle of the sun now. And
yeah.
The woolly worms had more black on the front and the back. And what the heck?
It's not a sport. It's a science.
Yeah, well.
It's a science. Hey, it sounded good. Did it sound good?
Yeah.
Did it sound like I knew what I was talking about?
You said it with conviction. That's all that matters.
Thank you. Thank you. Because I like confectionery.
All right. So when you go down tonight or today and you go fish, will you by any chance be throwing the rig?
Day rig? It's tied on. It's in my boat tied on. I started throwing with me and you, but we were getting so many bites the other way.
No, you were getting so many bites the other way.
You know, they say don't never leave. I kept thinking we'd catch us another 4-pounder or maybe two more 4-pounders.
And that would have put us right there.
We were right there.
Dad.
We were close.
Gum.
That's fun. I'm sure everybody in the tournament could say that, though.
No, they couldn't. Just us. I don't care about those other people in our tournaments. You know what? There was a good group of guys
down
there.
Hey, they're fun.
I love it.
Them have been friends of mine for years.
Oh,
you know them by name. And gosh, it's just like
being out with your buddy. I put a picture on Twitter of a lot of the guys during the weigh-in.
Did you?
Us sitting there with...
Pouting,
and the other guy sitting there winning.
Yeah, they had their arms flexed, and we had our lips out.
That's right. I'm just amazed and impressed with the quality of fishermen or fish local tournaments.
Oh gosh!
And you know it's like that all over the country.
Yes.
But the guys here that come in consistently with big bags of fish.
Yep.
I think it's just amazing, and it lets you know exactly where you stand.
It's exactly right.
So, but you know, you went out the other day and by yourself, you caught 11 pounds of fish, which may have won it for an individual. But
yeah, you helped.
No, I didn't help.
You caught some fish.
You don't have to pacify me. Tell me I stunk. I know. No, I stunk.
You did an excellent job.
But I am about to redemptify myself come the 2 days after Thanksgiving.
I'm what about the day before Thanksgiving? Let's just do both of them.
Well, you can do good that day. I'm going to do good when the big money's out there.
When the big money's out there.
And our buddy Brooke Swinsel lets us have his place to stay down there with the S&S Tire.
What is that place called?
Woodson Bend?
Woodson Bend, that's it.
Yep.
Oh, isn't that a pretty place?
It's great. Nice place on the golf course.
Oh, it is nice.
We get all the officers know us there now.
They should. They've rested us enough.
Yeah. Let us come in on work release. It's really a lot of fun.
It is nice.
All right. We're going to tell me about – let me remind you something.
Okay.
I think my first Kentucky Life show's on today.
Okay.
KET.
Today.
Yep.
Well, great. What time does that – do you have any idea what that is?
Don't have a clue.
Don't have a clue.
That's how much.
But don't they air it like two or three different times?
They do it on Saturday and Sunday. I think it's around 7 o'clock.
And I think it's right after Kentucky Field.
I think it is.
Because I have seen it on there. You weren't doing them yet,
this
of course.
Will be my first one. I'm real nervous.
What, can you give us any kind of clues what's going on?
Yeah. I'll be on the TV. Why would I want to spoil it for everybody?
Because, it just draws some interest.
It's a suspense.
It's suspense.
It's a suspense.
It's a thriller.
It's a thriller.
Okay.
You'll be on Saturday at 8.
Saturday at 8 a.m. or
KET.
P.m.?
Well, this says Saturday at 8 p.m.
Does it say what the show's about?
8 p.m. post-menopause.
Doug Flynn enjoys a scenic boat ride through the recently reopened locks on the Kentucky River.
There you go.
There it is.
Started in Indiana, came down the Ohio. hooked over to the Kentucky, came through three locks that hadn't been open for a long time.
I went over a couple of them one time they weren't open.
Scared what me else? Am I doing anything else?
Kentucky's Vietnam War veterans share their stories.
That's true.
This is perfect for this weekend.
And we introduce the first segment in a series on ghostly tales of old Louisville.
Oh!
Ooh. Hey, why don't you do a show on that house down there at Russell Springs, Jamestown, that you said was haunted?
Because I don't want to go back in it, that's why.
Hey, man, my hat's off to Sean. How quick was he with that?
He's good.
I mean,
the guy just worked the Breeders' Cup. He's 18.
That's exactly right.
You don't break... Look, our show's so big now, you don't bring any amateurs in here to produce it. You bring the A-team in.
Just guys are mad at. That's right.
Westwood One and the Big League Fishing Network.
Thank you. Thank you. All in the same breath. I like the way you spilt that out. I mean, he could be over here doing the huddle with those clowns over there.
Oh, my
are you
good.
Kidding me? Matthew Lawrence? That New Yorker? How about that? You got a show. You got Mike Cameron, who's from the Sticks, and then you got two New Yorkers, Chris Cross and Matthew Lawrence.
Really?
I saw Matthew today.
Did you really?
He and I played golf, as a matter of fact, last week together. I love being with him because the madder he gets, the more blessings I seem to get. He's good. I tell you what, and I tell people this, one of my favorite movies is still, it's like a cult movie, is Eddie and the Cruisers.
Eddie and
go
the
watch
Cruisers.
It. It's a cool
I'm going to pull
movie.
It up. I wonder if it's on
and
Netflix.
And he sings a song on there, too.
Does he really?
Betty Lou got a new pair of shoes.
Uh-oh.
Betty Lou. And it's anyway. Go check
okay,
him out.
Have to
and he's
that.
Got hair.
He's got hair then?
He got long hair.
Well, I'm not going to say anything. I don't do hair jokes.
And we kid at the Huddle is our buddies over also here on ESPN, and they come on every afternoon.
Yeah, they're doing good.
And
I
do a
listen
good
to
job.
Them just about every
keep
afternoon.
Keep current on all the stuff going
kinda
on.
Kind of keeps me through this Lexington traffic sometimes.
You still love our traffic,
yes,
don't you?
Yes, I do. It's awesome.
All right, well, this week looks like 8 o'clock. I'll be on Saturday, and they may run on Sunday. I'm not sure yet if they're going to do that.
That's pretty neat.
All right, in the short amount of time we got left here.
Okay.
If you were, and a lot of people ask me this, and I've had calls lately that say, if I'm going to go fishing, where would I go this time of year or this Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
If you were, I know you're going to Cumberland because you're going to be practicing.
Right, right.
If you had a choice of any of the lakes, where would you go to right now?
Probably Cumberland or Dale. They're
because?
Very good wintertime, and I just... have a history there. They're very good wintertime lakes, but Harrington, they're biting pretty good, I've heard. I wouldn't be a bit afraid to go to Cave Run. Green River, the if you're crappie fishing, you've got to go to Green River. They're just nailing it down there right now.
Really?
Yes, they are. The stripers are starting to bite at Cumberland, so I've heard there's a few jumps, but they're trolling some at the mouth of these big creeks. You know, and I don't know a whole lot about stripers, but when I catch one occasionally, they're biting pretty good, you know. But Cumberland's just a great wintertime lake, cold water lake, and it's good clear lake, so... Barron is good. I think they struggled down there last weekend in that tournament, but I haven't heard any results. I hate to say that. I don't fish the Kentucky Barker this time of year much, but I'm sure it's good.
Well,
sure it's good.
Yeah, but you told me that the lake is really down, though.
Yeah, it always is. You know, you have to be careful. You got to stay in the buoys when you're down on those lakes right now.
All right, so Cumberland's a place, and we did have a lot of block. We had a lot of stuff going on the other day, so it was really cool.
Yeah. And you can catch them, you know, don't be afraid to throw top water. Start out throwing top water, throw a Rapala, you know, the floating Rapala, so the jerk bait some. Try spinner baits. Just try whatever you like to fish right now.
All right, we can do that. Hey, producer extraordinaire.
Uh-oh.
What do you got going on?
Nothing.
Anything?
Nothing. Kentucky Duke plays on Tuesday.
Oh, that's right. You got any shows or anything
Tuesday.
On right now?
We will have that Kentucky Duke game at 7 p.m. And the Dan and Mary Jo show is back on Saturday.
Is it really?
Dan and Mary Jo.
Starting Saturday, the day after Thanksgiving.
Have I got Mary Jo's headphones on?
Who's you do. As I don't know. Does he? You do.
Mary Jane.
Mary Jane. Okay.
And you're looking good, too.
Thank you. They're pink, and I feel...
Hey, we got to get out of here. We've done come through.
Your kids?
No. Hey, folks, we happen to miss you on the radio. We will somewhere catch you on the water, and we appreciate you listening. Big League Fishing on the Big League Fishing Radio Network.
This is Bassmaster Elite Series Pro Bradley Roy, and I'm listening to my favorite fishing network, and I learned everything from this show with Keith and Doug, and they'll be right back.
Green River Bait and Grocery at 5240 Knifley Road, just out of Columbia, is your first stop before you put your pole in the water. They have bait and related fishing supplies. They also feature ice, gas, sandwiches, drinks, grocery, and pizza made to order. Kenny and Lois James invite you to stop by their business. Green River Bait and Grocery is located near Green River Lake. Call them in advance, and they will have your order ready at 270-384-5206. Hello, friends. This is Doug Flynn, former Cincinnati Red, along with my fishing buddy, Mr. Keith Munson. We're talking about farm supplies, and where would you go to get them? I've got the place.
Where would that be?
That would be Thompson Shear in Nicholasville, Kentucky, 201 Etter Drive. The very best in anything you need in farm equipment.
And they're great people, too.
They are outstanding people. Hey, whatever you need as far as farm supplies, go visit our friends over in Nicholasville. That's Thompson Shear Farm Supply. Go ask for Jim, Ed, or Benny. They will take care of you.
That's off Etter Drive.
Everyone at Central Bank loves UK Athletics, almost as much as we love providing outstanding service. Sometimes the team kind of inspires us to improve even more. Like just the other day, I was helping a customer open a checking account.
I really don't know what kind of account I'm looking for.
Well, I hope I can help you.
Time out! Time out!
Coach Cal? What are you doing here?
Come over here, Mike. You need to take charge here. Show them the options. You've got checking, CDs, money market accounts. You're like a point guard here. It's up to you to make all of our customers' financial lives easier and better. Now, do I need to bring in a sub or are you my guy?
No, Coach. I'm your guy.
Now go out there and help make this customer a winner.
Coach Cal never lets us rest. And we love him for it.
Central Bank. Serious about banking. Crazy about UK. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Brantley. Brantley Gilbert?
Yeah, man, that's me.
You're the best thing to hit country music in a while, man.
I appreciate it, brother, but I'm actually about to go on stage in a sec. Hold up. Is that a Diet Mountain Dew?
Yeah, it's got a great kick.
Yeah, that bold citrus taste.
Yeah. Well, hey, I know you got a show to go do, so.
It doesn't taste like other diets.
Hey, well, good luck out there.
Man, I love the taste of Diet Dew.
Brantley, you're on.
Man, I'll give you anything for it.
Seriously?
Anything.
Anything?
Welcome to the home of the hillbilly. Yeah, baby, there's...
Hope it was worth ruining your concert for.
Every sip.
Diet Mountain Dew. Yeah, it tastes that good.